All right, let's start before we get into the message. The message is titled Be Different. Heavenly Father, I pray that all of us, Father, from different backgrounds, with different experiences in our lives, will come and come to know you through the message that you've given to us. Father, I pray that, Lord, that you will speak to each one of us, and Lord, that we'll feel your deep love as you give us the message. Heavenly Father, I pray that, Lord, that it will not be me speaking. It will be you who gives the word today. Pray that you'll bless each one of us. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to ask you guys this. It's hot, right? Yeah, I don't, you know, we're both changing. When we have our 12 o'clock service, I'm going to have the AC blowing. It's still those. They kind of like the heat. I don't know why. I talk to them, but they, you know. There you go. Alright, and if the fan is too loud that you can't hear me, you know, we'll shut it off or something. But you could go ahead and put it on high. I think we can all hear. So, just, alright. Alright, so any of you that are hot, just wait to key and he will point the fan at you. He's a fan adjuster. Alright, I want to ask you guys this question. Are you different? This is what God called us to be. Are you different? Now, I was thinking about, you know, like, those movie stars or, like, basketball players. You know, and because I'm terrible with sports, I mean, you guys could probably talk better about it than I can, you know, but if you think of, like, somebody like Michael Jordan, you know, like, one of those basketball stars, think about his son. And if he were his son, you know, it's like people have so much expectation of you. Oh, you know, he's the son of Michael Jordan. You know, he must be a good basketball player. And because he's younger and he's gotten all the genes, you know, he should be a better basketball player. I don't know. Name some other sports for celebrities, you know. Oh, you know, and you're their son, and oh, you know, he must be able to do so much better. You know, there's that pressure, right? I think, you know, it's very similar to what God wants. Sure, you know, I don't think Michael Jordan's son could be as good as or could become as popular as Michael Jordan or any other celebrity children for that matter, because they're all different, right? But for us, I think it's a similar thing. It says on verse 14, as obedient children, I think it's kind of like a similar thing that God is talking about. He wants us to be holy as He is holy. You know, yeah, sure, we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. God wants us to be holy because He is holy, and we call Him the Father, right? And if you guys believe that God is your Father, you know, He's your Creator, then we ought to be like Him. Now, you know, I guess there's the one thing I got to learn in seminary. Although I didn't get to finish seminary, many of you that don't know, I just take one semester, you know, started, you know, maybe I should study a little bit. You know, one of the most interesting things from my Hebrew professor that I learned was this word called kadosh. Kadosh. And for those of you that are wondering, what the heck does that mean? Another language. It means to be holy, right? Be holy. Holy, you know, we use the word English word holy. But you know what the real literal translation is? Different. That's what it means to be holy. You know, when the Bible always talks about holy, it's just an easy word for us to say, but it really means to be different. You know, it says, you know, be holy because I am holy, right? What God is saying, be different, I'm different. That's what God is saying. You know, this is something I got from my professor. It's such an interesting insight. You know, we try to figure out who God is, right? We want to know who God is. Who is this God? You know, let me try to understand you. And then, you know, we try to, you know, use maybe the sciences and say, all right, you know, God must be this kind of person. The problem is, He's different. When you think we figured out God, He's different. And I think that's because He is God. You know, because if we knew exactly who God, you know, exactly how God was perfectly, then we would be able to manipulate this God, and He would no longer be God, right? So, our God, He's different. He is different. But for us, you know, He gave us some information about him. That's what we find in the Bible. But he's a God that's different than the rest. And I want to tell you, like in the back in the Old Testament, you know, he chose a different kind of people to be different. That's where those were the Israelites. Remember, you guys know the story about Moses, they let my people go, and then those people came out. They were called to be different kinds of people than the rest. They were called to be different. But then later on, you know, you see it on the Old Testament history, they failed to do that. They failed to be different. They kind of merged in with the rest of the culture. And so then there was no one that's different anymore. God was upset. Everyone was, you know, they were all bound to die and whatnot. You know, there was no longer the temple to sacrifice, but they made up like mock-up temples and, you know, tried to sacrifice. It just didn't work. Right? And then later on, that's why Jesus came at that time. That way, he could call us to be different. That's how the whole Bible history goes. He called people to be different. People failed. So then he's calling anyone else that's willing to come and be different for him to be different. So there are three things I want to talk about. How to be different. All right, I think we need to be different in our hearts, different in our actions, different in our lives. Now the verse 16 where it says, "For it is written, be holy because I am holy," it actually comes from Leviticus chapter 11 verse 45. It reads like this. "I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt." Remember, this is back to the Egypt, Moses again. Egypt to be your God. "Therefore, be holy, because I am holy." So how should we be different? Verse 13 and 14 tells us how. It says, "Prepare your mind for action." What does that mean? Prepare, you know, prepare for something, right? Be ready for something. Talks about how we must be purposeful and committed to take the action, right? To be different like the Father. That's what it means to prepare your mind for action. Prepare your mind to do something. You know, if you don't prepare your mind to do something, then you don't really do anything, right? I mean, you got, like, if you're going to go to school, you prepare your mind, okay, I got to go to school at 8 o'clock or whatever time I got to go, and then you go do it, right? It's talking about prepare your mind. Commit yourself to do something, you know. All right, the next one is be self-controlled, again in verse 13. Now act to it. You know, now, okay, so now you've committed, all right, I'm going to go to school at 8 o'clock, so now go to school. You know, be self-controlled. And it's really the battle in our hearts that it's talking about. Being different is, you know, we have our desire to, you know, let's say if school, going to school was a good thing. I don't want to talk about school. Sorry. Let's talk about something else. Like, say doing a chore, you know, throwing out the garbage, all right? That's a good thing. It's really the battle in our hearts, right? You know, do we want to do this good thing? You know, but then I don't want to do it. I'm lazy. I want to just stay in my bed and just sleep or something. Talk about actually. You know, we have our sinful desires, and I don't think I need to go into, you know, sinful thoughts or desires that we might have. We're talking about act against it. That's what it means to be different, to be holy. You know, the battle inside of our heart. You know, let's say lust or, I don't know, feelings like, you know, I want to curse out this guy, you know. This guy has wronged me. You know, talking about fight against your own sinful desires. That way we could be different. Verse 14, it talks about conform. Verse 14, it talks about, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. So yeah, we're all sinful. But now that we are forgiven, we come to know God. We can't be perfect, and we'll never be able to get away from our lustful thoughts or, you know, our sinful, desires, right? But we got to try to fight against that. When it talks about conform, okay, it talks about patterns of life. Think about your patterns in your life, all right? What do we conform to, like, school? All right? What do we conform to, like, the work environment? We conform to, like, our friends in college or, you know, whatever it is. We conform to the norms. Right, now we're talking about conform to something else. Yeah, sure, you know, you will have to fit in a bit, right? But conform away from those evil desires. Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. Now come to know God. Come to live the life, the holy, the different life that God would want you to live. And it talks about evil desires. It's talking about our desires. and our desires. We need to try to change that desire to be a desire that what God would approve of. Something that would be like Jesus. And then be different in our actions. Verse 15, it goes, "So just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do." So be holy in all you do. And doing is an action, right? Which, in all we do, which includes our, not just time in our church, right? Not just in this 1 hour or whatnot, but when we are with our friends, when we are with our peers, when we are in our workplace or wherever we are, all we do, be different than all we do. Just one thing that I sense with many people nowadays is, including my generation, for those of you that are younger than me, nowadays people want to be less with others. They want to spend less time with others. And I can see why with all the technology. Back in the day, they didn't have dryers, right? So people would hand wash their clothes, and they would have to hang up their clothes outside. And then when they're outside hanging up their clothes, what would they see? Their neighbors, right? They would talk, and there used to be a community. But nowadays, even like video games, when back in my day, like the NES system, I'm too old for you guys, but when people want to come and play together, they would have to come together in a physical room, watch the same screen, and have the controller. Nowadays, we have like StarCraft, WarCraft, you could play at home, Counter-Strike, all those stuff, to play at home. And, what I'm noticing is a trend where people want to be alone. They just want to be left alone. They don't want to deal with anyone else. Think about like how we communicate with people. It used to be, we have to see people, but now we have telephones and we just call each other, we hear their voice. Now we have like instant messaging, If you don't want to talk to someone, just block them. Okay? I think that's one thing I noticed. And as people spend less time with others, I think it leaves more room for our sinful desire to appear. Which means, because when we're alone, that's when we could really do all those people. So, when we're with other people, at least we could see them, talk to them. I'm sorry. I haven't really thought that through. But I think you understand what I'm saying, though. Many of us tend to be alone. And for that, many churches are shrinking. I think that's one of the reasons. Why? Because we like to be alone. We have less trust for other people. We don't want to trust other people. It's just like, just talk to them, see someone for once, and then just say, I don't know, he didn't, treat me the way I want him to treat me, or bad. I think it's, even within our group, we see each other maybe once a week, and I think there's that lack of trust. I think it's just a continual trend on these days. And another thing is that I've seen from one of my friends who says his sister doesn't attend church. Why? Because she could worship in front of a computer. The whole worship there is right on the computer. But that kills the whole purpose of church. Church is when two or more are gathered together in God's name, come to know God better. But, they say, I could do church. It doesn't work. Church is not supposed to be a one-person deal. It's still what the whole Bible talks about. It's supposed to be people coming together to know God. And here's a key point. I think if we all, want to be separated from everyone else, it's difficult for us to be different. Right? Does that make sense? We can't really be different when we're not with people. So what if you're different in your own little corner, It doesn't show anything. I think many times, because we want to be alone, but then we still have to come out sometime, right? What we try to do is we try to avoid people and just try to do things that are acceptable not to offend anyone and kind of go back to your little corner. I think that's what tends to happen. But for us Christians, for us who believe in God, I think we need to show that we're different. And, those of us that want to be, in their corners, I think they tend to take less risk, right? They're unwilling to be, there's less risk taken. So as Christians, I think we should be taking more risks on being out there. I just want to... I'm sorry, guys. I think one thing that needs to be different for us is church services. On Sunday, and then we're going to have small groups. All right, for many of us, let's try to gather together in those times, because the world wouldn't. Because, you know, especially the world is very busy nowadays. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I just sense busyness all over the place, especially, you know, coming down to New York, New Jersey area, from the quieter place I live in, like Florida, or whatever, you know. It's very busy. But in this busy time, I think we gotta be different with doctors. So when we start establishing small group time and our service time, you know, I hope all of you come, you know, be committed to that. You know, though the world is busy, though we have assignments to do, though we have things to take care of, though we have the team to beat, you know, let's try to keep that priority. So being holy is to become like Jesus, you know, and holy, you know, if you try to use the word holy as in like being perfect, you know, being different in a perfect way, it's impossible. Like, you know, yeah, we can't reach the stars. You know, we can't, I don't know, we can't jump over a building. I asked Tiang, hey, you know, jump over this building. You know, maybe so good, right? But, I know we're imperfect. But for us, you know, let's try to aim for that. Aim for that what God wants. It's that I think there are two things we can do to be holy, to be different. First, direction of our lives. Which direction are you going? You know, I'm not just talking about just live your life, just going with the direction that you're going. What I'm saying is, what's the GPS? You know, which direction is it telling you to go? So I think that's the first part of our goal to be different. Direction of our lives. Which way are we going to go? Second is the desire of the Father's heart. You know, yeah, sure, we go in one direction, but instead of trying to, you know, maybe go the way you really want to go, maybe we should try to stop, think, meditate, and ask God, you know, which way do you want me to go? Are you trying to go the way God wants you to go? I think there are two things, the direction of our lives, which way are you going, and are you considering what God would want you to do, where God would want you to go? And because we're not perfect, that's where grace comes in. You know, yeah, we messed up. We're gonna be we're gonna fail sometimes. We're not gonna be perfect. But that's when we come to God and say, God, you know, I'm not sure where I gotta go. Now, can you guide me? You know, right now, I guess, you know, we might be thinking, you know, I don't know, God, which college I'm gonna go to. I don't know what job, or I don't know what, you know, where I'm gonna climb to my corporate status. You know, where I am, I don't know how I'm going to run this business. I don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now. You know, God, can you help me? And I want to conclude with the third point, just to be different in our lives. Verse 17 says to live as strangers. All right, since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverence here. You know, one thing I noticed from back in the Old Testament, you guys have heard of this god called Baal, right, and the Asherah pole. Now, let me explain how that works. So Baal, you know, the Israelites, they came out of Egypt, and then, you know, let my people go, and they come out of Egypt, they go to the Promised Land, but then around them, there were other cultures, you see? And, see, God called them to be holy, to be different, but then these other cultures, you know, were not what God wanted. But think about what happened. Now, the Israelites, here they are, you know, oh, you know, we serve God. And then here's this other culture that serves Baal and Asherah. Baal is the god of harvest, god of basically money, right? God of that gives you produce, you know, gets you to be wealthy, right? And from that, from the vegetation, you know, you get animals and all that. So this, you know, those are what allows, those were what pictured wealth back in those days. Asherah was god of fertility, right? And, you know, as we know it now, it's sex, right? You see, so think of what happened back then. You know, the Israelites didn't just go say, oh, yeah, you know, they serve a cool God, you know, let's serve God. They didn't do that. You know, they started with, yeah, we only serve God. But then, you know, later on when they started intermingling with people, this is what they said, you know, oh, you know, hey, how's your crop doing? You know, how's your crop doing? And the I guess the Israelite would say, it's doing okay, you know. And then one day, you know, and then he goes to this guy's field who serves a Baal and says, hey, my fields are so much better than yours. Have you tried looking into Baal? You know, maybe you could serve Baal. And then, you know, some infertile, you know, couple, you know, and then there's a fertile couple and say, you know, hey, you want to come to know about this Asherah God? And they say, all right, you know, let's come to know them. So then God became kind of like intermingled with the rest of the culture. So then, you know, now they're Israelites. Now they're supposed to be, they're called to be different, but now all of a sudden they got other cultures with them. They serve Baal and Asherah. I think what's really interesting for us at this time is the same God still exists, just with a different name. Baal and Asherah, you know, it's hard to even pronounce that, right? But do we have in our culture a God of money and God of sex? I think that's what the culture shows us. God calls us to be different. You know, many of us, we might be thinking, you know, in our careers, you know, if I just have this job, or if I just have, you know, this, I don't know, this person as a spouse, or, you know, if I just had this girlfriend or boyfriend, or if I just had this, you know, I'd be set. But that's not what God is looking for, calling us to be different. And in that difference, there's joy. It's honest. Great joy. But, you know, if you want to follow the cultural trends, we're going to be just like everyone else. God calls us to be different. You know, He wants us to be difference makers, world changers. But first, I think we need to start within ourselves. You know, where are we, and in what part can we be different for God? You know, I think there's, you know, I started talking about Jonah last time, right? You know, Jonah, he was in the body of a whale, in the belly of a whale, or a fish, some fish, for 3 days, right? What God could have done is, you know, get him in the whale. I don't know, maybe he didn't have to get into the whale. But then, in like one day, he could have gotten into the place where he needed to be, right? God decided to take 3 days. Also think about the Israelites. You know, they took 40 years to get to this promised land, whereas they didn't really need 40 years. They could have probably, the direct route would have been maybe like 3 years, but they decided to take 40 years. Why? God could, if you think riches are value, like if you had $1 million, you know, if you're a billionaire, you know, you'd be set. You know, God could give you that. He loves us and He could give us $1 million, $1 billion, or whatever you want. You know, or, you know, the Asherah pole, you know, to talk about, like, fertility, you know, He could give you all kinds of children, I don't know. But He could give you what you want. He could give you the best job. But, you know, He could get us from point A to point B easily. He's a God that could do anything. He's not interested in that. He's not interested in the promised land, you know, where the Israelites were going. He was interested in the promised people. He doesn't care about taking somebody from point A to point B. That's fine. You know, point A to point B, yeah, you could do that. God could give you the blessing if He wants to. But He's more interested in our hearts, in our character. You know, our willingness to be different, to be more like Jesus, to want to approach God, have a deeper relationship with Him. So, yeah, He could give you $1 billion. He could give you the best job. That's not what He's after. He wants you to be a world changer. He wants you to be a different thing. That's what God wants. So then, let's be different. Let's strive to be different from the rest of the world. That's what God called us to be, different. Now, can we pray? No, I want you to take a moment to pray. But as you pray, think about this. Now, be holy as I am holy. Be different as I am different. When people look at us, you know, are people saying, wow, that person is different? So is that how your father is like? Is that how your God is like? You know, can I come to know this God? Can I come to know this God? Are people saying, you know, you are different? And most importantly, are you willing to be different? Come on. Heavenly Father, thanks for your love for us. Even though that we are imperfect, you want us to be perfect. You want us to be like you. You want us to become perfect. And one day we will. But Father, in our lives here on earth, sometimes it's difficult to be holy, you know, to be different. But Father, I pray that you'll mold our hearts and mold our minds so that one day we will be like you, that we will be different as you are different. Heavenly Father, we want to be world changers. We want to be different makers. God, we ask that we will not just mingle in with the rest of the culture, but Father, that we will be different. We will be people who stand for you, who live for you, who represent you. Lord God, for many of us in our lives, you know, we may have many struggles. Father, I pray that you will take care of those issues. Lord, that you will bless them. You'll bless them. You know, take care of all their needs, all their needs. Help us, Father, to get through our lives. And Lord, as we get through our lives, Father, help us know you better. Not just know some God that's far out there, but a God that's personal and that loves us deeply. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.